Hi, this is Jason from the Hour Bomb, and you're listening to the Talk Wrestling Radio Network. Wrestling, entertainment, community. Now let's go make those millions of dollars, millions of dollars, millions of dollars. Welcome everyone to another
Australian free edition of the Hour Bomb.
Australian free edition of the Hour Bomb.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I kicked Jake Mullins out. Not allowed anymore. Get rid of him.
We're Jake Mullin free show.
We are.
Dude. All right. So welcome to another Australian. Okay.
Australian free.
Free show of the Hour Bomb. I am your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert, joined as always by my partners in crime.
The Big A Adrian Masters here.
And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
So how the fuck you guys been?
That's great. I like Zeus has already got a hashtag fuck Jake in the chat going.
We're going to turn that worldwide by the end of tonight.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Hopefully, yes. So how the hell are you guys doing?
You know, all right, I guess.
Good. Good week?
Pretty good. Just ready for a little vacay this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Archon?
Yeah.
God, this week's going to go by so goddamn slow.
I know.
Four. You better believe it.
I got three full days and one half day.
I've got four full days. Yeah.
I'm working on, let's say I finished day four of 7 days of work in a row.
Well, that's your own dumb fault.
Well, I also wanted to make sure I had a paycheck in a couple weeks, too.
You can still make money like that and not have to worry about a paycheck? You get paid weekly anyway. Come on.
Yeah, I know I get paid weekly, but this week's paycheck is in 2 weeks.
So, did they not? I mean, did they cut your tips with the jizz mopping job, too?
Ay. Why do I put up with these jackasses?
Because you love us.
That's right.
But anyway, we don't say his name too many times. He might show up like Beetlejuice.
Yes.
And Zeus says, hey, Heath, sell your cum rags on eBay.
Really?
Yes. Hey, okay. Big congratulations to Zeus for enjoying homecoming last night.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Hey, Zeus, did you get some? Probably not. Couldn't quite seal that deal.
Well, he took Tom Rose, so.
Oh. Well, that should have been a surefire thing.
Yeah, probably so.
Probably. So, Archon. For those of you that don't know what it is, that have no clue, Tom didn't put out. Well, did you buy him dinner? Did you fucking take him to McDonald's? Or did you take him somewhere nice? Because if you didn't take him to McDonald's, if you took him to McDonald's and didn't put out, that's your own fault. I mean, that's all I can say.
He says he's a cheap hooker.
Oh, Applebee's. So. That should have been a surefire blowjob.
Damn.
God.
Yeah, very least.
Applebee's Tom, you good. Tease. You fucking tease. Anyway, so Archon is a nice little...
Science fiction, fantasy, and gaming convention.
Yeah, and yes. They know how to party, and that... Usually, all three of us get pretty tanked that Saturday night.
Usually, yeah.
Usually. Hey, so it's good times.
They're in their 37th year. I mean, Archon's been around.
Yeah, we've been going to this thing for 7 fucking years now.
It's hard to believe, right?
Yeah. Eight for me, because I started on 29.
God. I've been doing this too long. And I don't pay to go. I go because I have to run the shit.
Yeah.
But oh well.
That's your own fault, though.
No, I have fun doing it. Why wouldn't I have fun doing it? And it's not spelled Archon. It's Archon.
Yes.
And we just explained what it is. We'd fucking listen. Oh, God. Zeus, come on. .org, Adrian. There you go.
Yes.
Yeah, so what's up, guys?
I had a good time with... I took my parents to Six Flags tonight.
Oh, yeah?
It was Bring a Friend for Free Day for season pass holders and Fright Fest, and fucking insanely stupidly busy today.
Well, duh, Bring a Friend free for season pass holders.
I didn't even fucking think about it, you know?
Well, and Jason, I gotta ask here.
If you're going to say something's going to make me want to smack you, just shut up.
Did your parents enjoy the giant love swings?
Anyway, so we did that, and then this morning took the boy out to sell some popcorn for Cub Scouts. And, yeah. He sold like $500-something worth of popcorn today outside of a Walmart.
That's impressive for an infant.
Not that boy, you dumbass.
Well, you got to be more specific. The people that are listening don't know which boy you're talking about.
I fucking hate you sometimes. I really do.
Hey, you know what? I'm just trying to bring logic to this show sometimes. I'm trying to be the intellectual savior, if you will,
of this show. Oh.
You just... I don't even want to talk to you anymore. So, I guess we can give a quick shout-out to everyone in the chat room.
Who yes.
Looks to be...
All right. This is going to take me a little bit to get through, all right?
All right, we got so many people?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on, wait.
It's like, how many people do we have?
Okay, yes. Click and see who we got.
All right, we have Dr. Zeus.
Hey, Zeus. Hey, Zeus. Ball grab from Jason Heath. And hold on, wait for it. We've got the first inductee in the R-Bomb Hall of Fame last week.
Yes.
Here we go. Ready?
That's right. Mr. Richard 269 is in the chat room.
Hey. How's it going, Richard? How's the big dick?
What? God, I don't even... What? I don't even know what to say. Hey, congratulations, Richard 269. We gave you a theme song. Apparently he doesn't like it. You didn't say it had to be a good one. You just said you wanted one.
Yeah, exactly.
Next time, you should be more clear with your choices.
Yes, you need to... If you don't like it, you need to let us know, and you need to pick one.
Send us an email, if you will.
Yes.
At thehourbomb@gmail.com.
He agrees, yes.
We love the emails.
He does agree with us, so...
I don't know what's going on with my mouse. My computer stopped working. But I can still type into the chat, so...
Yeah, okay. That's not necessarily a good thing. Did you kill it using your function key somehow? Did you hit a function key to disable your mouse?
I might have.
Good job. Who knows? All right. So I guess...
Maybe we should explain what we do on the show for anybody that's new to the list.
Oh, you're finally catching on to shit. So here's how this show works. For those of you tuning in for the first time, I've got a whole list of shit to get through. I've got 1 hour to complete that. These two assholes, as usual, are going to try to derail me and get me off topic. I don't think we made it last week because I packed the full show full of
shit.
Yes,
you did. You had a very full show.
Yeah,
we did have a full show.
So I was not successful. So this week I might be. I don't know. Playing the show out in like 5 minutes in my head. So that's real good show prep right there. It's going to be a good show, actually.
All right.
It wasn't that hard to come up with it. We had a good week in wrestling.
We did, actually.
Yeah.
I've got so much to talk about.
So if this is your first time listening, hey, welcome. Enjoy it. We lost the monitor. If you're one of our returning listeners, hey, welcome back. Thank you. Let's give a shout out. Let's see. I know Leonard Taylor listens on the download.
Kevin Critterton.
Yes, Kevin Critterton listens on the download.
Soul Patrol Brony.
Yes, some Australian douche.
Yeah,
who cares about him?
Yeah.
Initials of JM.
You know, I'm surprised.
Mark Jones. We got to get props to Mark Jones.
Yes, Mark Jones. Oklahoma Jones. You know, I thought Jake was going
to
send
he's
us...
He's not in live chat, I think, tonight because he's mourning the Jets loss of this afternoon.
Oh. Hey,
that was pretty brutal.
I still don't have a monitor.
Well, I think it's something I can do. I had to wait for the computer reboot. What do you want?
Oh, I didn't know you rebooted the computer.
Yeah.
Your mouse worked for a minute.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did. I saw it move.
You're seeing things.
No. Anyway, Oklahoma Jones. You know, I'm surprised we didn't get that email from Jake that he'd been threatening.
Well, you see, what it is that Jake has trouble putting words together to form sentences because he ate too many paint chips as a small child.
Oh,
you know what? I would have to agree because... Have you read his articles?
Exactly.
I'm kidding.
I'm not.
Adrian, shut up.
The views of Adrian Masters do not necessarily reflect.
Yeah. Had to throw that one out early.
You ever see monkeys at a keyboard? I did the same thing.
Oh, jeez.
I can't believe you just went there.
Why? Why are you having trouble believing that?
I don't know. Nothing should really surprise me that you say on the show anymore.
I mean, that guy, after some of the other shit I've said, it monkeys at typing at keyboards is how Jake Bolden writes articles. That's the thing that's...
Again, nothing should really surprise me anymore.
You're right. Nothing should.
But yet it still does. Maybe it's that voice that I haven't told to shut the fuck up yet.
Yeah. It could be.
Could be.
Well, we're going to run by what goes on the TLBR network here real quick, and then we'll get started with our show. I like doing it first because it saves time later.
Okay, I guess.
All right.
So what do we got coming up on the TWR network, Adrian?
Well, Tuesday night at 8, 7 Central, you can join the FTW podcast. That's Friends Talk Wrestling.
God damn it. You wouldn't even let me get it out because I was in mid-burp.
Not this
I know.
Time.
I hate you. You can join Garvin, Lee, Joe, Nick, Harrison,
there
Rob.
You go. There you go.
And whoever else just happens to be on the show that week as they talk about the week in wrestling, including TNA and WWE. Sometimes they have Mark Ventris on there, and they have a ROH minute, and it takes literally a minute and a half. It's not like shooting from the hip where they go on for like 45 minutes about fucking ROH.
All right. So
Wednesday night, you have Shooting from the Hip.
Okay.
Which is an ROH podcast.
Oh, it's a Ring of Honor podcast?
It is.
Okay.
And they have great segments like Whoopi Watch and
Whoopi Watch.
Yeah, Whoopi Watch, where they get the latest news about Whoopi Goldberg.
Awesome. Wow. Good to know that.
And they also have great segments like Turn of Fairy. You can join Michael Classic, Sean Big Daddy Brown, and the original Dan Phelps.
Yes.
And
what time is that?
That's 9 o'clock, 8 Central.
There you go.
Wednesday nights.
There you go. And. I guess we still don't have a Thursday show.
We don't.
Okay. We got a good solid Sunday show, Wednesday show, and Tuesday show. And yeah, we got anything else? Oh, we got articles. Why don't we cover the articles here real quick?
Oh, you have the headline. Oh, you know what? There is another show that is starting to show up here.
Oh yeah, I forgot about it.
You have the.
It's Shooting the Shit with Zeus and is it Kyle Robinson?
Yeah, Kyle Robinson.
There you go. You know he lives relatively close to us?
Yeah, he's in the Missouri area.
He's in St. Joe, Missouri, which is
A
couple hours away from us, I believe.
Yeah.
I was looking at his picture, his avatar on Facebook, and realized, I'm like, hey, that's a Busch Stadium. Home of the Central Division champions.
St. Louis Cardinals. Congratulations to the St. Louis Cardinals, by the way.
Yes.
Kudos out to them.
Yes.
Yes. Congratulations. Maybe this will work.
Yeah!
That's right.
Yeah.
Central Division champions. Think about this, guys. Since the year 2000, the Cardinals have won 8 Central Division titles. If you're a Cubs fan, let that sit in.
Yeah.
Just let that soak in for a minute.
I have a great question for you guys here.
Okay.
Uh-oh. All right. So, in the 2013 calendar year,
yes.
Who lost more? The Chicago Cubs or Dolph Ziggler?
Oh.
Of course the Cubs did.
Actually, no, that's not true.
What?
Dolph Ziggler has lost 104 matches this year.
Okay, where the hell did you find that at?
I found a website that had a bunch of stats and stuff on it that had wrestler win-loss totals on it.
Well, Ziggler, the Cubs only won like 15 games, so.
No, they won a little more than that.
Yeah.
I'm still having technical difficulties here, so.
Yeah.
So why don't you use your other internet browser? Or not.
It's fine.
We're an interactive show. We're not being interactive because you don't have the chat room.
It'll be fine.
Okay.
Run through how our show works now. We're good.
We've already done that.
Have we?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
You need to touch on the articles now.
Okay, well, why don't you touch on the articles while I handle my technical difficulties?
Because I don't have them pulled up in front of me, dickhead.
Well, neither do I at this point.
Son of a bitch. We'll come back to the articles.
Fair enough. All right.
Okay. So, I don't think I got anything else I want to talk about. Heath, you got anything else you want to talk about?
No, not that I could think of.
Thank God, because we're like 15 minutes in and haven't even started the goddamn timer yet. Adrian, you got anything you want to talk about?
I had this growth.
Oh, God. Just start the fucking timer.
All right.
Another week, another Monday Night Raw down, so I guess let's dive into this.
All righty. Now get the cards from my generation. I'll take the come on.
All right. Monday Night Raw for September 23rd? Yeah, that sounds about right.
No, 22nd.
It was 23rd.
Yeah, 23rd. Yeah, because a week ago today it was the 22nd.
Yep.
And that's why Heath can't tell time.
Dude, I'm sorry.
It's been a long time. That's why they're paying the big bucks to mop floors.
Yes. So, goddamn, we're both experiencing technical difficulties here.
Well, shit.
So I can't get my...
What are we, the Tom and Tyler show?
I guess. I can't get my fucking spreadsheet to... Or my cheat sheet to boot up here.
Ah. Good grief. Dropping the ball everywhere today.
Fuck, maybe it's just Destiny we shouldn't have done the show tonight.
Nah.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time.
It'll be fine.
Yes.
So, there was Raw.
There was Raw. And some stuff happened.
Yes. What stuff happened?
Stuff?
Stuff.
Well, I can tell you, Raw started off with the McMahon's coming out to the ring, and they had
the owner of the WWE.
Yes, the owner of the WWE, not the COO.
We were thinking,
oh, it's going to be Vinnie Mac.
Yeah, no, it wasn't Vince.
It was Stephanie and Triple H.
I was like, what?
I've never heard them refer to her as the owner.
I know.
Of WWE.
I think that kind of shocked all three of us, in a way.
Well, they always talk about, like... Stephanie, and they always talk to her about the as the vice president or the whatever the fuck she is, creative and all that.
Right.
So, for them to refer to her as the owner,
that was kind of weird. Yeah,
it was. Never heard it before. I don't know if he was supposed to say it or if he had a slip of the tongue. One of the two.
Yeah, maybe something, you know, as far as them officially announcing later.
Probably not, but you never know.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, that opens up, and what do we got here? They basically have all the guys that helped out Daniel Bryan at ringside, or up on the stage, and they got a microphone up there for them to talk. And they want to, Triple H and Stephanie want to thank the superstars for stepping up. The Triple H says knows it had nothing to do with Daniel Bryan being in the ring. And then Rob Van Dam's like, no. Yo, man. It was for Daniel Bryan, man. and basically standing up and blah, blah, blah. The fans are chanting for Rob Van Dam. And Stephanie Triple H rubbing in how the Shield has beat them all since arriving. And why would you help someone? Shouldn't you want him to burn in flames so you can be the next WWE champion? And, you know, basically, why? Type of thing.
Yeah.
You know? So, for some reason, they set up an elimination handicap match against the Shield tonight. We've got, let's count them here, Justin Gabriel and Zack Ryder. Hey, they're on Monday Night Raw again. Rob Van Dam, Kofi Kingston, The Usos, R-Truth, Dolph Ziggler, Darren Young, Titus O'Neil, and Daniel Bryan. 11-on-3 elimination handicap match against the Shield.
The Shield kind of, you know, looked back at Triple H and Stephanie about that, and they were had a few puzzled looks there.
Now, to be fair, most of the guys in this handicap match ended up pulling double duty on Raw.
Well, yeah, you have to when you've got this many guys.
Well, yeah, I'm not disagreeing with that point,
but most of them did. You're right.
Yep.
So
that is very true.
And then, holy shit, are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
We actually had a poll on the so-called WWE app. I didn't know it existed.
Oh, wait, there's a WWE app?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they mentioned it 7,000 times in a 3-hour broadcast, but apparently there's an app.
Oh, wow.
And they do let fans vote.
On stuff that matters?
Most of the time, no.
Oh, okay.
This time I was actually shocked. We actually could vote for Randy Orton's opponent. Now, most of the time, when they have something like that, here would be your options for this. You could have Rob Van Dam. You could have Jimmy Wang Yang, and you could have Hornswoggle. Those are normally your options.
Dude, that sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this time on Monday Night Raw, you could vote for R-Truth, which, okay, he's on the same category as the other guys.
Not quite as bad, though. I mean, R-Truth is
horrible.
It's not horrible. It's just...
It's horrible.
Compared to the other choices, it's not great.
Definitely not the best choice. Definitely not the best choice.
So you can vote for R-Truth, whip the fucking do.
Okay.
Or Dolph Ziggler or Randy Orton. Or not Randy Orton. Rob Van Dam.
Well, hey, you know, two out of those definitely are way up there.
Yeah? So, for us to be able to vote on those guys, okay, I'll take it. It's not a shitty poll.
Yeah.
Now, of course, there's only two real choices to vote for here.
Yeah.
And for those, like, 8% of you that voted for R-Truth, what the fuck is wrong with you? Really?
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
It's just retarded. That's like voting Libertarian in a presidential election. Just doesn't matter.
Yeah, got a point.
I'm fucking with you guys.
Yeah.
I'm fucking with you guys. Anyway, so yeah, that's... then we got... do we have a 5-point... No, we didn't get a 5-point preview, did we?
No, we don't have a 5-point.
Son of a bitch.
Sorry.
Okay.
So we're just going through it.
Yeah. So we've got Kofi Kingston against Alberto Del Rio. Remember when Kofi Kingston was decent and they were kind of halfway pushing him at one point in time?
Yes, I do.
This was actually a pretty good match, though.
It was a good match.
It was.
But we all know who really won this match.
Yeah, Alberto Del Rio won.
Yeah. Hey, you still having technical difficulties?
Absolutely.
Open up your task manager here.
I can't even open up my task manager.
You can't?
No.
What happens if you hit go to task manager?
Yeah, whenever he does that, it just does that.
Oh, dude, you're fucked. You got a virus.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, wait a minute. Can I possibly get onto the chat room on my phone?
You can try.
Let's see here.
I don't know how well it's going to work, but you can try.
Yeah. What address are you getting on that?
So I do want to apologize for the people that are in the live chat that I'm not able to see anything right now.
I'm going to try to get something pulled up here.
And hey, and this could be for our other listeners that don't know the address to get to the chat room.
So what is but you don't know the fucking web address for our website?
I'm sorry. I didn't have it saved on my phone.
You have a vagina!
Right. So seriously, you don't know what the website for TWR Network is, right? It's TWRnetwork.com.
Yeah, well, I have a problem with it actually popping up on my Samsung device.
Well, so do I, but...
That was what I meant to hit. That was what I was supposed to hit there, not that you have a vagina. You do have a vagina, but...
Yeah. I do not.
You do. And it's got a nice little frame around it and everything on his face.
No.
There we go. Okay, I've got it pulled up here.
All right.
Okay. Richard says... How do you get caught up in chats here? Richard says, sometimes Ring of Honor is kind of good.
You know, I'm not going to dispute that. Actually, I've watched Ring of Honor a few times. It's not bad. It's very 90s ECW-ish.
Yeah. Oh.
Only not quite.
You know what?
Only the writing's not quite as
we
good.
We need to check the votes on our Hall of Fame ballot from last week.
Okay.
Because I think they were all forged.
Really?
Yes. Mr. Richard 269 says, who cares about the Cardinals? The Tigers are the team to beat this year.
He can suck it.
He did. He can. You know what? I remember calling when they said the Tigers were the team to beat back in, 2006?
Yeah, I do remember something
like
that.
Yeah, the Cardinals beat them in six games?
Yeah, it was actually five.
I thought it was six.
It was five.
Oh, it was five games.
Five.
Oh, even better than I thought.
Five. Five. All right. No, you should watch more NXT.
Yeah. Wow.
Biggie Langston, that was his thing in NXT. He demanded that he beat people by a five count, not a three count.
That's King Kong Bundy.
Yeah, he did that more in NXT, though. He stole his gimmick.
Let's see. Zeus says they're super tired of the Heyman Punk storyline.
Yep.
We haven't even got to that part of all yet.
Puckler would win.
Adrian says Big A eats ass.
That's not what I said.
Dr. Zeus.
Hashtag BAEA. His wife called me up at 3 a.m. and told me the news. She outed you.
Huh.
Well, that's good, because you don't have a wife. Okay, there we go. So we're caught up on the chat.
Yes, we are.
All right, back to Monday Night Raw. Jesus Christ, this show's a fucking mess already. So anyway, Del Rio beat Kofi. Good match, but we kind of expected that one to happen.
Yes.
And then they have three members of the Wyatt family on Raw, and that lost, like, millions of viewers. Millions of viewers. Go to processes there. Let me see. If you're a computer person, help us out here. You see that vprot.exe? Click on that and tell it to stop. In process. And you see that last thing down there, that UCam porn thing? Close that.
Okay.
Now see if you can open something up.
But hey, at least he's able to get Task Manager up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But all right. Let's
well, so this is my delay tag.
I've got the chat room up on my phone, so.
Okay. I've got it on my computer.
All right.
Hit stop. Hit stop. Hit stop. Tell it to stop loading the page. Maybe that'll help. There we go. Ha! You just got to kill that start page.
Okay. Yeah, I'll get to, I can do that later, though.
So, Eric Rowan and Luke Harper against the primetime players.
Yes.
And, I mean, the primetime players are on a roll. So, you know who wins this match, don't you? Let's hear it.
No.
Oh, yeah, not these guys. Not at all.
Do you got the white music?
Nope.
You should. That's a good song. I like
it. I don't have it on my computer yet.
Dude, I even gave it to you.
Dude, that doesn't fucking mean I put it on my computer. Shut up.
Good God.
You suck.
Fuck you guys.
Yes, it does.
Anyway, yeah. So, the white guys win. And then, what the fuck was I going to say? Oh, yeah, Bray runs in and beats up Darren Young. Bray hits Sister Abigail on Young, which apparently Darren Young liked. He got kissed by Bray Wyatt.
Oh, dude, really? Play the fail song on yourself right
Absolutely
now.
Absolutely not.
Let me do it for you. Womp, 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 womp.
Shut up. B-Max is in the chat room.
Hey!
There we go. Party, party, party.
Yeah.
Holla tag team match.
And then we got Miz TV, and Miz is out there running his mouth to Stephanie. Why would you do this? The Big Show's out there, blah, blah, blah. Big Show knock out the Miz, and didn't even think about it, knocks out the Miz.
People say, oh, that's just the sign that the Big Show's turning. I was like, no, that's really just everybody kind of wants to knock out the Miz.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the same as punching Dusty Rhodes. You don't feel guilty about punching the Miz in the face because he really fucking deserves it.
I don't think he deserved it that much on Raw.
Oh, the Miz always deserves it.
But he's a good guy now.
Fuck the Miz.
Wow. He used to be one of your favorite wrestlers. He used to be one of my favorite wrestlers.
When he goes back to being a bad guy, he'll probably be one of them again.
I have problems rooting for him nowadays.
Yeah.
I think we all do. Then we have Rob Van Dam against Randy Orton.
All right.
And Rob Van Dam got 57% of the vote.
Wow.
Yeah. He had a solid match with Randy Orton.
That but they did.
He got the piss beat out of him.
RVD got the shit beat out of him after that match. Yeah,
he just got the shit kicked out of him. Like, if you look close enough, you can see where Randy Orton steps and Rob Van Dam's shit.
Yeah, you can actually see, like, the tread of, like, Orton's boots on RVD's chest.
Yeah. And then after the match. That's just gross. After the match.
Yes.
Alberto Del Rio ran down and attacks Rob Van Dam.
Yeah, because that's what he does.
Yes. So, yeah. Hype for 2K14. Oh, and this is what I liked. Randy Orton approaches the Bellas backstage. He tells Reed Bella what he did to Rob Van Dam was only a fraction of what he's going to do to Daniel Bryan. And when you're ready to be with a real man, come find me.
Yeah, because that's nice.
Yes, that's such a gentlemanly thing to do.
Oh, yes.
Good job. Fandango against Sandango.
Fandango against Sandango?
Yes. Fandango wins.
Did he? Yeah, he did win.
Yes, he beat the shit out of... Well, I'm not going to say beat the shit, but it was the Cobra against the best leg drop in the business.
Yep.
And then CM Punk and Paul Heyman mess.
This whole thing, I got to agree with the chat on this one a little bit. I am a little sick of the storyline, but I think it's good for Ryback to get aligned with Heyman, because I think that helps him.
It does, and I think that this is what he needs to maybe elevate himself to where he should be on the roster. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, Punk comes out and starts smiling, because of course he gets the biggest pop of the night, because right. They're in Chicago. And he's wearing a Blackhawks jersey. So, yeah. And basically says, I'm tired of letting myself down, and I'm letting you guys down, and best wrestling town in the world, and, you know, going for the cheap pops and all that. And then the Walrus comes out on his motorized scooter. He's got a
scooter.
It runs on people power.
He comes out in his Power Chair.
Yes.
I couldn't think of what they're one of yeah. the companies.
It's his hover around.
His hover around. Thank you. And because the scooter store is closed, so he got to hover around. And so he's out there running his mouth, and CM Punk, and one of the fans is yelling, "Go get him." He's like, "Oh, I'm going to get him. Don't worry." And he's basically running his mouth to Paul Heyman. He's like, "You know, I'm going to come get you, but it's whether or not how fast I'm going to be able to get to you before your goons come out." And Paul Heyman's running his mouth, and he decides he's going to leave, and his scooter doesn't work.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
So he goes out to attack Paul Heyman, and out come the goons.
Good surprise, surprise.
I think I smell a setup.
Yep.
And he, you know, he held it to him for a little bit, and then 2-1-1. They beat the shit out of him.
Yeah. I mean, although I must say,
you know,
they did have Punk at least make it look like he almost got the better of the two, but then, yeah, just...
The 2-on-1 beat down. I don't think Punk can go on the way that he is. He's going to need an ally of some kind here.
Uh-huh.
Yes, he is.
We'll get to that later.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And Ryback says, "This is what happens to bullies," as Punk is laying there. Really?
Yes.
Mr. Bully himself.
Yes.
Said that.
Yeah. And then we had a Divas match. We had the... What the fuck's the show called? Total Divas?
Total Divas?
Total Divas against AJ, Layla, Alicia, Oksana, and Tamina. And the Total Divas one.
Yeah.
And then...
Yay.
And then Tamina makes a return and no one noticed, apparently, because that wasn't a big deal.
No.
Nope.
No. Never really.
She hasn't been on TV for...
Months.
Yeah, but hey, there she is back and no one cares. Noticed.
Who the hell is that?
You know? I didn't even realize who it was until she carried AJ off, and I'm like, "Oh shit, that's Tamina. I haven't seen her in forever."
Yeah, they don't care though. She's not a Barbie doll. And then we get the handicap match, and I mean, really, we've just got so much crap to talk about in this one. But however, Goldust and Cody Rhodes jump the barrier and start beating down the Shield.
That was a nice. Yes. Like that. That was cool.
Do you think that Dustin just walks around with the fucking gold face
does, yeah.
paint on all
he
the time?
He gets up in the morning and goes, makeup.
Let's not forget the hairspray, too.
Yeah, don't forget the hairspray.
Yeah. And so anyway, and then, yeah, the big-ass match happens, and do we need to really go in depth into this? Because I really don't want to.
For the whole match?
Yeah,
not the entire match. But
well, first the Shield like eliminate like four or five people in a row right off the bat. Just there was the guys that had been beat up from like their other matches for the most part, and Zack Ryder and Justin Gabriel.
Yeah, which wasn't that done by Reigns?
Yeah,
just about every single one.
Zeus.
Then Reigns finally got out.
What did I miss? What did your homecoming date hack into your Facebook?
She changed his Facebook profile picture to Roman Reigns. And then changed his cover photo on his wall to, it said, it was a photo of Natalia with a picture that said, and then on it said, Natalia is like 100,000 times hotter than AJ Lee or Emma, who, like, Zeus has a huge crush on from NXT.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
I bet, Zeus. Just blame it on her.
And then it had a picture of R-Truth in the corner that said, "The truth will set you free."
Oh, my God. Okay, so anyway.
But yeah, Reigns, I mean, he's the big man of the Shield there, you know, taking out so many of them, and then...
But then he gets the 27... I saw this referred to, it's funny. The Cena does the five... Hogan had, like, the five moves of Doom.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan has the 27 moves of Doom.
It's like kick after kick after
but then
kick.
He hits a big drop kick on him, and then the one Uso hits the super kick on Reigns, and then the other Uso hits a big splash, and that's all to take out Reigns.
Yes.
Okay, so Roman Reigns is gone.
And eventually, it got down to...
Dean Ambrose got eliminated by, I think, Dolph Ziggler.
But I gotta tell you,
I think maybe
out of the Shield, Rollins?
Yeah.
Damn, he really put up a fight in that.
Rollins is, I'm telling you, and I still stand by this, is the most impressive member of the Shield. As far as in-ring ability.
The more we talk about it, the more I'm starting to swing that way. I can't argue too much.
Ambrose is a better mic worker, I'll give you
that.
Yes,
he's a great mouthpiece.
Rollins is a better wrestler. That flying knee does is just fucking vicious.
I was definitely impressed with Rollins that night.
I've been impressed with Rollins since he came up.
I've been
impressed with him since like WrestleMania.
Yeah, you know. And it's the first time Roman Reigns has been pinned since he debuted.
Yes, that is true. Thank you, Richard.
And it took like 3 finishing moves to do it.
He's a stud.
Reigns has actually been fairly impressive, too. He doesn't... He's...
His mic work is fucking horrendous, but...
Well, he's a giant Samoan. You don't fucking put those on the mic.
No, you don't. It's like... You know, he's better than Brock Lesnar, though.
I will take Roman Reigns over Brock Lesnar, yes.
Yeah, or Ryback.
Yeah, definitely.
You know. But anyway, and then the heel team wins the tag team match. The handicap match. Daniel Bryan picks up the win.
Yep.
So, you know, decent Raw.
Yeah, decent.
Fucking tired.
Okay.
Well, that pretty much does cover most of it, wrapping on Raw. I gotta say, overall, it was a little bit down from some of the shows we've had in the recent months, but it wasn't terrible.
No,
here's something that really is getting on me and my nerves, though.
Okay.
And this was going to be my what stinks, but it's not anymore.
Okay.
And that's Stephanie. My God. Her mic work is so horrible.
Yeah, back in the Attitude Era, it was great.
But...
And so her outfits lately? Really? Did you see that outfit she wore Monday night? That dress with the sport coat?
Yeah.
God, that was horrible looking.
That's kind of hot.
Really? With the dress?
I'd do her.
Yeah, well, in the dress. I would too, but that's beside the point. That thing. Either wear the dress or wear a pantsuit. Because she's fucking hot as hell when she wears one of those pantsuits.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give Raw this week overall?
I'd give like a 6.
Heath.
Oh, Richard said she had handwriting on her hand. No, I didn't see that.
Wait, what?
Oh, fuck, I forgot. Hey, we need to give a shout out to the Rodfather.
Oh, yeah, the Rodfather.
Completely slipped my mind.
James Markoff.
Yes, we had a discussion on Facebook about whether or not we thought Stephanie was hot.
My third favorite listener.
Third favorite listener?
Yes.
Who are the other two?
Number one, I'll give props to Kevin Critterton.
Okay.
And number two, Mr. Richard, 269, our Hall of Famer.
Oh, okay. Right. But I don't know what the hell happened to it, man.
Just the way that she talks, she is...
The female equivalent of Curtis Axel?
No.
Not that bad?
No.
Okay.
And it's not so much like what she says, but...
Maybe how she's saying it?
It's like...
Of it?
I'm trying to... She's like the... If you took like Vicky Guerrero's like... voice.
Okay.
And like made it like younger and hotter. But it was still annoying as fuck.
Okay.
That's Stephanie McMahon to me.
So nails on a chalkboard, but yet it's a hot teacher that's doing it.
I can't make Vicky Guerrero hot ever in my mind.
It's, yeah. I can't really either.
Okay.
She's like a hotter Vicky Guerrero. There. I'm okay with saying that.
All right.
Okay.
So let's move on to this bet.
All right. How are you looking there, buddy?
Oh, I gained points on you guys. Not a whole lot, but I gained some. Up to 116.
That's good.
Heath has 152, and you have 179.
You can catch Heath.
Oh, I know I can. I'm not worried about it.
I don't think you can catch me, though.
No, but we got a drop day coming up here real soon.
Yes, we do.
We have to take advantage of that.
I think we're all going to take advantage of that one.
I think so, too. What do we want to do, guys? I guess it's time to move on to the Jason Heath game, huh?
Yeah, let's do the Jason Heath game.
Let's move on to the Jason Heath game.
We didn't get a listener submission this week,
so we had to come up with one.
Okay.
This is one we came up with for a while back. So it is time for America's favorite game show. Can Heath win himself a shit-free show? Here's how this game works. We play 3 theme songs. If he can successfully guess 2 out of 3, he wins himself a shit-free show, which means we cannot give him any shit on next week's show.
It's only happened once.
And I still can't believe you fucking got that one.
Actually, I can't.
I have 3 of them.
I can believe it. That one was the easiest one we did by far.
Yeah.
This one might be easy, too. I don't know. I'm scared about this one.
I don't think he's going to get this one either.
You don't think so?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
So for those that don't see, I am not looking at the monitor anymore for this time.
Yeah. You, those of you in the chat, give me your phone. Yeah, I see your phone.
Feel free to play along in the chat.
Play along in the chat. So we play about 30 seconds of a song, and then Heath has to guess it. So
yes.
You ready for your first song?
Let's go for it.
First song. I see smoke coming out of his ears.
It sounds like something from the '80s.
Dan, guess.
Shit.
B-Mags, you were wrong.
You're close, but wrong.
It really sounds like something from the '80s, but God.
I think it... I can't answer that unless he uses his lifeline.
Yeah.
No, not same era. B-Mags.
This is before that guy.
Oh, shit.
And we need a guess.
I don't know. I'm probably going to kick myself because I probably do know this.
The correct answer is the Blue Blazer.
I wouldn't have guessed it.
Song number two.
Shit. God, I know this, but... Oh, fuck. I know I'm going to kick myself on this one.
And make your guess.
Damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it.
Can't he guess it? No, he can't.
Brett Hart?
Hobbs Forwards. Is that your final answer?
I didn't hear. What was his final answer? What was his guess?
I'll just go with it. Brett Hart.
Oh,
what was it? I didn't hear.
He said Bret Hart.
Bret Hart, judges?
Sorry, the correct answer we were looking for was
Owen Hart.
I was going to say, I knew it had to be along one of those lines.
And Heath, for shits and giggles.
Yeah, it was just for shits and giggles. Yeah. I can't think of it.
Okay, hold on. I have a different version of the song for you, Heath.
Okay.
Yeah, we played the one without the voiceover on it.
Well, enough is enough!
Oh, well, done. Now that's on hard.
Same one, just without the music, without the words.
This is his Nation of Domination theme.
Yes.
Yep.
Come and take your best shot.
It's even got to drop the vocal drop in.
Wait for it, because it's coming.
I tried to be a nice guy. I tried to play by the rules.
Does it say I'm not a nugget?
I think it does. So I'm waiting to see.
Oh, come on.
You turned your backs on me.
I don't think it does.
Maybe it doesn't.
I snap.
Yeah, it's not going to. Yeah. Anyway, so Jason Heath does not make himself a shit free show. Thank God, because that was the hardest fucking show I've ever had to do. All right, boys. Time to move on to everyone's favorite part of the show, minus the 20 minutes where we just rip on you, and
yes,
everyone loves that.
Of course.
It's time for What Stinks. This is where we just kind of air out what we didn't like about the week in wrestling. So, I'm going to go first.
Oh, thanks.
So, I got a problem here.
Okay.
The whole Paul Heyman, CM Punk storyline is kind of a shitty storyline. Okay. And that's getting old. Not shitty. Just getting old. And then you bring Ryback into it.
Okay.
The problem I had with it was at the end of the whole beatdown. you've got Ryback that says, that's what happens to bullies.
Okay.
Really? Oh, come on, Zeus. Are you serious? I can't.
Wow.
Wow.
Son of a bitch.
All right.
Why did Owen Hart only watch DVDs?
Why?
Because his cable's broke.
Wow. That was...
Oh, my God.
I recommend not telling that joke at a Hart family reunion.
No, definitely not.
Wow.
I think we sunk to a new low.
We've got Adrian last week offending people from multiple descents and countries, and then you got Zeus that just
rips on dead people.
You know what? Richard's right. That's still not even cleansing enough.
So please continue with your what stinks there.
I think I'm done for the show, guys. I'll see you guys later.
No. We got to finish it.
Oh, my God. Where the hell? I don't even remember what it was.
Okay, the whole Ryback
just the whole Ryback. This is what happens to bullies. I am just so sick of all that. You know, good job being a proud sponsor of the Be a Star program, and then you got Ryback pulling his shit. That's all I can say. I am so sick of Ryback right now.
All right.
Just fucking sick of him. Next.
Yeah, over there.
Yeah. My what stinks is whenever Triple H and Stephanie came out, I just did not like the way they were coming off as through their entire promo there.
Yeah,
it's like they were
heels.
Well, I mean, just the fact that they were condescending to the entire WWE universe.
So they were heels.
They were more than heels. They're condescending assholes.
What he's saying. There's a difference between me being a heel they're, and just coming off as a douchebag.
Yes, because, I mean...
Apparently I'm not seeing it, because I just thought they were out there, the textbook bad guy.
No, they were out there, they were, you know, trying to be all nice and buddy-buddy with the universe, and yet, it's like, really? You're just trying to be assholes and douches.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, I did not like that.
What the hell are we looking at?
This is Seth Rollins from way back in the day.
I don't buy that. Yeah, I don't buy that at all.
It looks right. I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just did not like the way they were coming off for that promo. I mean, it's not just a matter of heels. It's just there's something more, and it.
All right.
Left a very bad taste in my mouth on that one.
All right, Adrian.
Okay, so... I don't even know what to really how to put this in words.
Okay.
I think I saw the most racist thing ever on a wrestling show this past Friday.
Okay.
On SmackDown.
Okay.
So Santino Marella.
Okay.
His finisher is the Cobra, right?
Right.
That's true.
So he puts the sock puppet on his hand, right?
Right. Then it becomes the Cobra.
Right.
He doesn't have control over the Cobra.
Right.
Okay. Good.
So. He puts the Cobra on. He's wrestling Heath Slater from 3MB, and Jinder Mahal is out there with Heath Slater, and Santino brought the Great Khali out there with him.
Okay. Why? I don't know.
Because he needed backup.
Oh, okay.
That was the kayfabe reason. He bought Hornswoggle and the Great Khali because
Hornswoggle,
3MB, and who cares?
Hornswoggle could take out one of the 3MB members.
Yeah, right. He's
okay. So go ahead. So your what stinks is just 3MB being on TV.
No.
Okay,
no,
trying
no,
to move. No, no,
no,
no. No, it goes all worse. Right. Worse than just 3MB being on TV.
So Santino puts the glove on and does the Cobra.
Okay,
Cobra. And he's gonna start it. Jinder Mahal jumps up on the ring apron.
Oh my God.
Mm.
Wow.
I'm not even gonna acknowledge that.
No.
Okay,
so he jumps up on the ring. Who does?
Jinder Mahal.
Okay.
With his turban on and everything.
Towel boy and everything.
Yes.
Okay.
And starts playing a recorder to charm the Cobra.
Really?
What?
Hang on. So, to stop him from charming the Cobra, the Great Khali jumps up on the ring apron on the other side of the ring and plays another recorder to charm the Cobra. So it is a Cobra Charming off.
Cobra Charm off?
Cobra Charm off. During a match, the charm a sock puppet on a man's hand. So Drew McIntyre distracts Great Khali for a second, and so Great Khali has to stop and beat up Drew McIntyre. So Jinder Mahal takes control of the Cobra and has it go after Santino, and it backs Santino into the corner, and it's trying to attack him. But then Hornswoggle makes a save and breaks up Jinder Mahal, who frees Santino from the Cobra's control, and then finally, Santino's able to win the match.
You gotta this be kidding really me. They pay their writers this much to come up with this bullshit?
This was a legitimate segment, like a 5-minute match on SmackDown. I'm not even fucking with you guys.
Oh my god.
Wow. Holy shit. So here's my... Go ahead.
That, gentlemen, is my what stinks for the week.
I've got another what stinks. Zeus. His latest joke.
Yes.
To watch Chris Benoit in tag team matches. His partner is always leaving him hanging.
Oh.
Yeah.
Zeus. No. It deserves the CM Punk.
Wow. And I actually have another one.
Okay.
Why are they burying the primetime players?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. I don't like that either.
Yeah. What do we got from the chat? I know someone doesn't like the...
Mr. Richard 269, his is Heel Dixie Carter.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's so bad, and she is so god-awful on the microphone.
She's worse than Vicky when Vicky first started. Vicky was was fucking terrible, but she's even worse.
Dixie is like... If you took, like, Vicky Guerrero... And she had a love child with, say...
Brock Lesnar?
Eugene.
Oh, God. Yikes.
The retarded guy.
Yikes.
Yeah. If they had a kid, it would be Dixie Carter.
So basically, if you took Vicky Guerrero and Jake Mullen and bred them?
Yes.
Okay, what else we got?
That's not nice. Jake doesn't have that bad of Down syndrome.
What did we have another one in there? I could have sworn I saw one more in there.
Let me take a look through the chat here. B-Meg, Santino Marella getting TV time without an actual push coming with it.
Yeah, I can't say that one. Yeah. Yeah. I can't say that I blame on that one.
Also on SmackDown, dear God, Cesaro with the giant swing on Titus O'Neil. Holy shit. That was cool.
Okay, apparently I need to watch SmackDown, because I got to see this. I didn't watch it. I never watch it.
Can you dig it, sucker?
All right, fellas. Time to move on to Adrian's favorite subject. Oh, Jesus Christ. We got another Zeus joke coming in. Oh, that's not a bad one, though. That's actually kind of funny. Why can't CM Punk go to the gas station, Adrian?
Why is that?
Because he always carries matches.
Oh.
That's a good one. I like that one. Okay. B-Max doesn't watch SmackDown because he watches porn. Good to know. You guys got a can't dig it? Adrian, go.
No, hang on. I want to save mine. Mine's good.
I'll go really quick.
Okay, what's yours?
Because mine's non-wrestling related.
Of course it is.
Of course. Because why would we want to talk wrestling on a wrestling show?
Go for it.
Can you dig it? This Saturday, all three of us are going to get drunk.
Oh, fucking right, we are.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. All right. I didn't fail him for it. He had it. What? Can you dig it? Hey, I'm going to carry on his real quick. You dig it? All of the people that we're friends with on Facebook, we'll see our drunk ass pictures on Facebook.
Yes.
There will be video or photographic evidence that we were shit faced.
Yeah, there will be.
Hey, I'm bringing my camera.
Oh, it's true.
My real camera, you know, the 16 megapixel camera.
You know, I've got almost a 16 megapixel. My wife on her phone has a 13 megapixel camera.
Hey guys, if you think you're gonna lose me, don't put Heath in charge of finding me.
Yeah, because apparently there was one year I was in charge of.
That was last year, wasn't it?
That was last year. Yeah.
And you started puking in some dude's cup in the hallway. Yeah.
Oh no. That was 2 years ago. No, it wasn't last year.
Was it?
No.
Okay.
That was 2 years ago. Yeah, apparently, I was put in charge of keeping track of Adrian, and I just turn around. I mean, literally, for 10 seconds, Adrian's gone.
Yeah.
He's just, like, totally vanished.
I'm a goddamn ninja.
Yes, you are.
All right. Adrian, you got one?
I do, but I'm saving it.
Okay, guys. Can you dig this? WrestleMania 40.
Wow. There's a few years away here. All
right.
The main event will be Dolph Ziggler and Dean Ambrose. Those will be your two guys carrying the company.
I can't dig it.
That's what Booker T says. I'm actually going off of his.
Either.
Yeah. I mean,
I think because they're both a little too old, I think, maybe. But, I mean, I could be wrong here. Maybe, I mean, they could be in the main event spotlight. It is possible. I think a far more likely scenario.
Well, maybe it wasn't 40. Hold on.
It
maybe
was 40. I saw it. It was 40.
Okay.
All right. Can you dig that?
I'm going to say no.
No?
That's right, if you had to make a guess at who you think would be two guys that could main event WrestleMania 40, that's 10 years from now, right now.
That's 10 years from now. Well, shoot. So we're just talking... Now, are we talking like WrestleMania in general, or...
The main event WrestleMania 40. Two guys event. Right now you think could main event it.
Oh, shoot. Maybe I can dig it.
You could.
I mean, they seem to be about the only two that are really young enough at this point.
I don't think Dolph singles. Ziggler has the health to make it that long. That's my main concern.
Well, because of the injuries
well, he's had so far. Well, that he never learns how to not take a sick bump.
Mine, I'm going to pick here. I think your main event for WrestleMania 40 could be Seth Rollins versus Dean Ambrose.
All right. I could see that. Not a bad call there. All right.
All right.
What's yours, Adrian?
Mine is, can you dig it? Dig it, sucker. To help him get at Paul Heyman.
Okay.
Punk is going to recruit another former Paul Heyman guy to assist him.
Okay.
That guy being...
Rhino?
I don't think it'll be Rhino.
Okay, who do you think it'll be?
I would love it if it was Rhino. Rhino would be awesome.
Okay, who do you think it's going to be?
Actually, yeah, I want to go with that, actually. Rhino. We'll go with
who
that.
Are you going to say?
I was going to say Tommy Dreamer.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Ooh. Please, sir, may I have another Tommy Dreamer?
All right. Nah, it won't be Amish Roadkill. Wouldn't make sense. And Zeus, we don't care about your NXT stuff. We don't want to lose listeners.
NXT's a quality show.
Yeah.
I'm drinking the Kool-Aid now.
Zeus says Cassius Ohno and Corey Graves would be the ones.
Cassius Ohno, I can see. Yeah, he's fucking good.
Oh, I never said Cassius Ohno wasn't good.
Bo Dallas has a chance.
Oh, God.
Don't stop believing.
You're really? Just... Yeah. What else we got in the chat room? Anything else good?
Let's see here. We do have one from the chat here. This is something that happened on Kenny King got busted open accidentally and still wrestled an 11-minute match after that. Like, he was bleeding bad.
Oh, yeah?
Do you think that was pretty cool?
I
can dig it, I guess.
I didn't watch it.
I haven't seen it either.
Oh, okay. But I guess if you get busted open pretty good and wrestle 11 minutes very well, then...
You know what? It's no... Bob Holly is the only person I can credit. If Bob Holly finishes a match with a broken fucking arm...
Yeah.
I saw that match. That was one of the most amazing things I've seen.
Yeah.
Like, Kurt Angle missed on a moonsault, and his knee landed on Bob Holly's arm.
Yeah. Oh, I remember.
And Bob Holly, like, wrestled for, like, 3 or 4 more minutes with a match with his arm just dangling on his side.
Well, it's like when Triple H tore his quad and fucking Jericho put him in the Walls of Jericho. With a torn fucking quad.
Oh, yeah, that fucking...
Brutal. Yeah. All right, guys. I guess we're going to move on.
All right.
All right.
Sounds good.
I guess we need to talk about the question we got last week.
Yes.
So, we were sent in a question by Kevin Curtin.
Yeah.
And his question was basically, what are the top 5 moments that you've seen that gotten you into wrestling?
I have 3.
I've got 3 as well. 5 is pushing it. 3 is, you know... Now, mine aren't necessarily what got me into wrestling. They're just what made me believe more in...
Why I watch wrestling still.
Yes.
Partially to this day.
And it's not really, you know, that I think all wrestling's real. It's just what makes me, you know, believe in just people want to go out there and do their job. So, mine are in no particular order, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, mine would not be either.
Yeah. So, Adrian, go first.
I'm going to go chronological.
Okay.
This is one of my earliest wrestling memories, and this is actually the first time I actually watched wrestling.
Okay.
And so, this is the moment that got me hooked.
Okay.
It was the Brother Love Show on, like, Saturday Morning Superstars or whatever it was.
Is this the one where he was made forced to dress up like a woman?
It is.
Okay.
and he had the Ultimate Warrior on, and the Ultimate Warrior makes Brother Love put on a dress and a wig and starts referring to himself as Sister Love.
Nice.
It was quite possibly, like, the craziest thing I'd ever seen.
Okay. Can't say I argue. You know, this is...
But it was, like, that first thing where, like, I got enamored as, like, a small child, and I was hooked ever since.
You know, this isn't really on my list, but one of the first things I remember is the old Sting Vader promos, the White Castle of Fear.
Oh, God.
That's where I'm like, whoa.
You can go back and watch those on YouTube.
Oh, I know, they're fucking terrible. And realize
how horrible they were.
But when you're, like, 10, and you have nothing else to watch... Yeah. You get hooked on that shit.
Those were on the old
Are You Serious
on YouTube. Which, if you haven't had a chance, or if you haven't, go to the WWE YouTube channel and watch every Are You Serious with the Road Dogg and Josh Matthews. It's the
fucking they're best. Hilarious.
It was the best YouTube show that they ever did.
We killed like 2 hours one day watching them. So, one of my first ones that just make me, you know, thankful to be a wrestling fan.
Mm-hmm.
WrestleMania 10.
All right.
The ladder match. Shawn Michaels, Razor Ramon. Every time I see that match and see Shawn Michaels do the splash off the ladder, how can you not? You know?
Just the
big splash off the ladder.
That was pretty cool. I'll give you that.
Yep.
Jizz Mopper.
Oh, my turn, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my first moments is, I mean, it's nothing very much in particular. It's just one of those things I did as a kid. I actually went to Grandma and Grandpa's house up in the city.
Whoa. I don't want to hear about your Grandma and Grandpa wrestling in their bedroom.
No.
Oh, thank God.
That. It's better than your parents know wrestling.
Shut up. Pardon me for a second.
Ow.
Did you hear that loud thunk? Just proves Adrian's head is hollow. Okay, next.
Suck it.
Keep going.
But anyway... Yeah, no, just basically, you know, back then there was no cable really
for us
to have. It's just local stations. But
if the president was on, your night was shot.
Yes, it was.
Go ahead, sorry.
But no, just whenever we were over there, it seemed like there was wrestling on. And I'm talking the NWA wrestling.
Well, you're fucking old.
I'm not that old, but old enough I can at least remember my childhood fairly well.
Dear Lord, that's a long time ago.
That is.
I'm talking like, you
Moses
know.
Moses was his best friend.
The Four Horsemen when Ric Flair had a lot of hair. You know, Arn Anderson, Tully Blanchard, J.J. Anderson.
Wow.
And Fabulous Freebirds. And, you know, hearing Michael Prissy Sissy Hayes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, that's.
Impressive, Heath.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, that was definitely one of my first memories.
I'll, still not going to cut down on the shit, but impressive.
Yeah.
All right, Adrian.
All right. Now, next moment is 1999.
Okay.
Height of the Attitude Era.
Okay.
Mick Foley wins the WWE title for the first time.
Okay.
That really was like, he had been a favorite of mine for a long time at that point.
Right.
And just seeing like your favorite superstar finally like win the big title is really fucking awesome.
Okay.
I was actually watching Nitro at the time when Tony Schiavone said the thing. And I
you were one of them?
I was one of them to change the channel.
I was too. So.
You know, I don't think I ever watched Nitro really again after that too.
No, I don't really think I did either. That's kind of what caused Nitro to, caused WCW to go in the crapper. They never won again. So. My next one would be, probably Bret Hart versus Owen Hart. SummerSlam 95?
Okay.
94. Cage match.
Yes.
Awesome fucking match.
It was a great match.
It's one of my favorites still. You know, I mean, brother versus brother. Owen Hart beats brother at WrestleMania 10. I should be champion, not you. Just a perfect brother versus brother feud. Can't get much better than that. And it's in a cage. You have two of the best technical wrestlers at the time, of all time, wrestling each other. Not bad.
Yeah. There you go. All
right, Heath.
All right, so one of my next memories was basically, I can't remember exactly the year, but it was a wrestling event that happened at the Kiel, the old Kiel Arena, mind you, before it got changed over to the Peabody Opera House as it is today.
Okay.
And it was actually War Games.
Really?
Yes.
You went to a War Games?
The two rings set up in the center.
Impressive.
Who was the War Game? What was the match?
Oh, unfortunately, I can't remember every single wrestler that they had in this whole thing.
Was it a horseman versus someone else? Or
I can't even remember. I'd have to really dig out the old pictures on it. But
you can't remember it.
Dude, I can't remember every single wrestler.
You should have done your homework and thought about it. I mean, actually, he's shown me pictures of him before.
Yes, okay. I have.
Yeah.
Basically, I mean, we were actually 5 to 6 rows back from the rings.
Nice.
So, I mean, to me, that's impressive to be able to sit that close, you know, for something like that.
All right. Adrian.
All right. You know, at the risk of sounding a little cliche here.
Okay.
One of my favorite wrestling moments was whenever you, my friend, asked me to start doing this podcast with you.
Aww. Adrian.
Yeah.
You have a vagina! You have a vagina!
Fuck off.
Are you serious?
Yeah, seriously.
Okay.
That's one of them.
Because we had pretty much given up on wrestling at that point?
I was about to just like say, you know what? I'm done.
I can't say I wasn't right there with you.
I was like, another week or two, and I was like, yeah, I'm just not going to watch wrestling anymore. I'm done.
But I asked you to do the podcast with me after Royal Rumble, and we sat there and bitched about Royal Rumble for like an hour.
Yeah.
And yeah. It allowed us to look at it in a different light. And we got people to bitch to that semi-agree with us.
Yeah, exactly.
So, good times. I guess my number one. Fuck. Or at least another one. There's so many of them.
Yeah, no, I had to pick, and it was a little hard.
I'm going
to
say probably, well, it's a toss-up. The Edge live sex celebration was awesome. Just because you didn't know what was going to happen. It's like, how the fuck are you going to have a live sex celebration?
We did get a nip slip.
Yes, we did. How are you going to get a live sex celebration on TV?
Yeah, I don't.
And I'm just like, whoa, how the hell are, you know?
Yeah. Especially considering they can't go any further than TV 14.
Yeah.
Can I throw an honorable mention on mine real quick?
Yeah.
How about the Shelton Benjamin Shawn Michaels match on Raw?
That was good.
Oh, wow.
When Shelton went for the springboard.
And Shawn Michaels about took his head off?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with the super kick?
I'll never forget JR's call. My God, he's dead.
Speaking of JR's, oh, my God, he's dead. That's probably one of my number ones is any of the Hell in a Cells that Big Foley has fallen off of, through. Any of that kind of stuff. To think that someone puts his body on the line night after night like that and still finish that match. And you know the match, him and Undertaker, when he, like, lost, I don't know, massive amounts of blood and got tacks everywhere. And I mean, he still finished that match. Even falling through the cage when he wasn't supposed to and taking a chair shot to the mouth, he still finished the match. For someone to have that much determination and just want to, you know? All right, Heath.
Yep. Another one of the moments that I could say, yeah, the match in which we finally see the introduction of Kane.
Not a bad one.
I was actually there for that.
Yes, you and I both were there.
I was
there. Unbeknownst to each other, but yes. I mean, that was definitely
see you, Zeus.
A
good
huge
night.
Pop of a moment.
Good night, buddy.
Have a good night.
Night, Zeus.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That was a good one. That was really good. Because I wasn't there for it. You guys both suck.
Because, I mean,
that's what I didn't like you in high school either. And you wrote, like, it's Kane on your Trapper Keeper or something like that. And I'm like, you're such a fucking idiot. We hate each other in high school. That's the funny part.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, here you take Dicks. Undertaker, who doesn't really
what?
Need.
What's because you hung out with Dicks?
Well, we still hang out with the same guy.
No, we don't.
Matt?
I wasn't talking about Matt.
Oh. Who the fuck are you talking about then?
Assholes that leave me at gas stations. That's who.
Oh, that dickhead? Yeah, fuck him. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry, Heath.
Yeah, it's one of those things that's like, okay, you can't really... I mean, Undertaker by himself, great storyline no matter what. But then you add in the whole skew of having a brother. And it's like, finally got him introduced, and it's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And that whole match was just awesome. Like that.
Shawn Michaels. You know, he wasn't even WWF champion. No, he was the European champion.
No, that wasn't for a title either.
No,
that
I know.
That was for actually who went to Survivor Series to fight Bret Hart.
Yeah.
In the Bret Hart Lee's match.
The Montreal Screwjob, yeah. Yeah.
How different would that have been if it had been The Undertaker and not Shawn Michaels?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Probably the Screwjob.
You know what?
I gotta say,
Bret does a job to The Undertaker.
Not in Canada. I still don't think Bret does a job in Canada.
Bret would have done the job to The Undertaker. Because who's going to tell The Undertaker I'm not going to lose to you?
The guy that's been around longer than The Undertaker?
But
Bret Hart had been around for a couple years before The Undertaker was. So Bret had more. Bret would have been like, no.
Bret had more respect for The Undertaker.
Well, you're right.
And he would have done it had that been the scenario.
I still don't know if he would have done it in Canada. That's the only thing. I don't know. And that's what I like to. If I could ask Bret Hart one question, it would probably be this. I would want to know: Would you have done the job to The Undertaker?
All right.
If there was a way that we could find out, like, no bullshit, no lie, this is the honest to God truth, would you have jobbed to The Undertaker? That's what I would want to know.
Okay. Actually, I got a great assignment for us for not this next week's show because we're doing post show pay per view.
Okay.
But the show after that.
Okay.
All right.
Who's your all time favorite wrestler? You just pick for someone right now.
Undertaker.
Okay. Bret Hart.
Mick Foley.
Okay.
Five questions that you could ask that person if you were going to do an interview with them.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Damn it. I got the Undertaker.
Undertaker
doesn't do interviews like that.
You can change your wrestler between them.
He would, though. I mean, if you think about it, if you watch any of like, the commentary DVDs, he sits down and does that stuff all the time.
Yeah. He wanted to be a huge part of the new Triple H DVD that just came out. So he requested to be a huge part of this thing.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
All right.
Cool. I need to download that, too. I haven't seen it yet.
I've heard it's pretty good.
I did hear the same thing.
I got to say, Mitch Richards, I like his. Eddie went in the title in 2004. I really like that. I can really go on about all the stuff that I've loved about wrestling over the years.
We just don't have time.
There's just not a lot that's been recent, I can say. That's the problem.
Yeah.
The PG era and John Cena has kind of killed a lot of things for me.
Yeah,
there's not as much stuff.
And it's less John Cena, more the PG era than I think anything else, you know?
I think so, yeah. All right, hold on. We got to pull up an email.
We do.
Uh-oh.
We do. Hold on.
Because we got stuff in the sack, bitches.
Oh, we got mail sack.
All right. This one comes from Mr. Richard 269. His is just a question for you. With what happened on SmackDown with Santino and Heath Slater being the dumbest / funniest thing to happen in wrestling in the last few years, what are some of the dumbest things you've all seen in wrestling?
Some of the dumbest things.
Dumbest things we've seen. Oh, let's see. We could go on and on for this one. How about the worm? I think the worm is one of the dumbest fucking things I've ever seen.
Okay.
How about, How about, how old are we? Well, yeah, we're all in our 30s here.
Yes.
I'm the baby here at 31. So... PJ Air is not the best wrestling ever. It is not the best ever. I'm calling bullshit on that. Attitude Era was fucking awesome.
I don't even think that was the best ever.
No, I think it was the early 90s with Hulkamania and all that. It was probably.
I don't even think that's the best ever.
What? That was the best for sports entertainment. value of it.
NWO?
What? Okay, Adrian, what?
You know what?
What?
Give me the early part of the 2000s.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we've had this discussion, yeah.
Whenever Heyman was booking SmackDown and the tag team division, and then you had Eddie Guerrero as your world champion, Benoit was your WWE champion.
Dean Malenko.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dean Malenko yes. as your WWE champion. That was my favorite era.
Okay. All right.
Brock Lesnar was young and actually...
So that awkward phase between the Attitude Era, the puberty years, if you will, from the Attitude Era to what it is today.
Aggression.
Yeah, the Ruthless Aggression Era.
Yeah, but that's mine.
Okay. All right. What the fuck are we talking about now?
The dumbest things.
Oh, yeah. So you got the worm. You've got the five-knuckle shuffle. I'm going to say those are dumb fucking things. God, anything Santino's really done.
Okay. Are we talking just moves or like...
It just says dumbest things you've seen in wrestling.
Okay,
anyway?
How about the Katie Vick storyline?
Okay.
How about Mark Henry and Mae Young giving birth to a hand?
How about when they had Mae Young on Raw, they had someone dressed up as an adult hand, and it was their love child.
Oh, that was horrible. Oh, one of my favorites ever, though, is...
Big Dick Johnson?
No, well, that's bad, too.
Okay.
The, Hang on.
Okay.
Oh, Kai and Tai.
Oh, God. Choppy the pee-pee.
No. The dubbed over voice era of Kai and Tai.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty dumb, too.
Wow.
If you blocked it out, you're lucky.
Yeah, I guess I did. You can go back and watch it. It's funny. Like, they got on the ramp and would, like, you know, do promos at people, and then, like, it was Shane McMahon doing, like, a voice dub over them, like...
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then, let's see, what else can we go with here? I mean, there's so many things. How about... I mean, it wasn't really dumb, but it was funny as fuck. Remember when Kurt Angle and Stone Cold were fighting over... Was it Vince's attention?
Yeah, the invasion angle.
Yes, and Kurt Angle was wearing that little toy cowboy hat.
Oh, that was ridiculous.
That was fucking hilarious.
Austin beats up Booker T in a grocery store.
I need a price check on a jackass. So, I mean, God.
That's a lot. That about covers it, I think.
Yeah. One other thing here.
Okay.
The Godfather.
Yeah.
Read an article that he's coming back to the ring full time. Not for WWE, though.
Oh?
Independent bookings.
Oh, okay.
He's a manager of a strip club, but he has the itch to, you know. So, what do you guys think? You think old wrestlers like that should just, like, let it die?
Yes.
Do you think they should stop coming back like that?
Yeah, because, I mean, it does come to a point where... You just can't handle that stuff much anymore.
I gotta disagree.
And it's gotta be the other wrestler that's gonna have to help carry it.
Do we want to knock out these other mailbag questions?
Oh shit, I forgot about the forum. Alright, get it pulled up.
There's three questions.
Alright.
No, there's actually only two, I'm sorry.
Okay.
First question came from the Rodfather.
Okay.
Alright.
He wants to know, with the rumors of TNA going out of business, what do you think of Shane McMahon buying them?
He is... Oh god, we got invasion number two again.
10, I just can't see them doing that again. I don't know.
If you buy out your competition again, that's just bad.
Yeah, that's...
That's more than bad. Because he exited the cable business over in India.
Yeah.
So...
I don't think it was to buy TNA, though.
I don't think.
I think what he's saying, though, is because Shane actually doesn't own any WWE stock anymore, either.
Did he sell it all?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
So if Shane actually took TNA and actually ran it against him.
Oh, God. A Shane McMahon-led federation.
Ooh.
Shane knows how to do stuff, too. I wouldn't be opposed to it. I think they need something like that.
They need something better than Dixie Carter.
That's for damn sure.
All right.
Yeah, I forgot to start a quarterback. Fuck you, Richard.
And then Jakey.
Okay.
I don't remember where he's from, but.
It's not important.
Yeah. He's like, do you think that the WWE has tainted Daniel Bryan's chant and anyone caring about him and the WWE Championship because of the combination of the cash-in of Orton and the Triple H vacating the title?
Do I... What?
No, I don't think that that's the case at all.
No, people want to see Daniel Bryan.
Yeah,
he's
definitely
one of the most over like people. Like, I mean, the crowd reactions are still over the top for him.
Hey, Chicago Fandangos too.
They do.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, just thinking about Raw. I can't see how we would not want to be behind Daniel Bryan more.
Yeah, exactly. I don't.
Because now at this point, I mean, he's getting screwed over again and again, and it's like, no, now we really want him to be in that title.
So you've got, if everything goes right, he'll be a 3-time WWE champion.
Yeah.
Huh. That is correct.
Yeah. He could be.
Yeah, if he wins title again, it'll be his 3rd WWE championship.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to have to rescore this now that I think about it. I'm just kind of looking at the spreadsheet.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever took Daniel Bryan off of the title loss. Lost the title, 10 points. Minus 10 points.
Whatever.
I'll look at it later. No, I mean, he's going to be 3-time WWE champion if everything goes well. Fuck.
Yeah.
Let's leave it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Why not? You know?
Yeah, I don't see that. I don't think that that's going to be an issue.
Probably not. All right. I think let's do anything else.
Anything else to quickly to cover?
Yeah, no, TNA is not going out of business.
It isn't yet, but I mean, the signs are
They're talking about grim. They're talking about going back to a single location, so.
Where do you think the TNA should try to go? Because they can't, well, the Impact, they can't go back to the Impact Zone.
No, that's been taken up by something else. You know, we've got some small places around here they could go. St. Louis, home of TNA.
Somebody was saying suggesting they could go back to their roots in Asheville.
That wouldn't be a bad idea either.
Or the other place where they could draw in stuff would be Las Vegas. Those are the two I've
heard.
Yeah,
but Vegas is too high. Like, they were talking about that too. With it being too high there. So,
you know. But still, yeah, go back to Nashville.
I don't say it'd be a bad idea.
No.
So.
All right.
All right, fellas. It's that time.
Yes.
So, Adrian, we've already hit the shows.
Yes.
What are the articles we have coming up on the TWR Network?
Let's see. I think that there is the highlight reel.
Okay.
Written by the first ever TWR Hall of Famer and our bomb Hall of Famer, Mr. Richard 269.
I don't think he's in the TNA Hall of Fame. Or the TWR Network Hall of Fame.
Sure he is. I just met him in.
Dude, you gotta tell me when this shit happens. Hold on. God damn it.
Boy.
See, this is why you can't do shit without letting me know.
You keep you on your toes.
Yeah, because now... Alright, hold on. Ready for it? Ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking news. As soon as it boots up here. Hold on. God damn it. Stupid fucking computer.
Way to be.
Okay. We have breaking news.
The TWR Hall of Fame class of 2013.
The TWR class for September of 2013.
Yes.
We'd just like to take a moment and induct one of our favorites into the TWR Network Hall of Fame. I don't think we have the authority to do this, by the way. So yeah. This totally doesn't count, and this is totally just ceremonial.
Who can stop us?
The curators of the Hall of Fame can.
We are the curators of the Hall of Fame.
No, we've got... There's like.
I just made the Hall of Fame up.
There's a spot
in I'm in charge of it.
There's a spot in Dan's basement. It's in his bathroom.
Well, there's only a picture of Jason Massey there.
Oh, okay.
I just assumed that's what that was for.
So listen, the first ever, since we are apparently the curators.
And you know what? He accepts.
He accepts. So we would like to take this moment and congratulate Mr. Richard 269
on being the second inductee, because I guess Jason Massey was the first.
Maybe.
Because he was his pictures in Dan's bathroom in the basement.
We would just like to take this moment and induct Mr. Richard 269.
I hear plastic piece of box of tissues near that picture. I don't know why.
Oh.
You know, we're trying to have a heartfelt moment for Richard 269 here, and you have to. You have to.
Oh. God.
Oh, God. Anyway, continue, Adrian.
But you can read the highlight reel of Richard Berghoff.
Okay.
All right.
Then also you can read Daddy's Big Deal by Sean Brown.
Okay.
You can see Classics Angels.
They're hot.
Then you also can see the headline with Kyle Robinson.
Okay.
Uh-huh. The Weekly Zeus.
All right.
Shooting shoots. I want to come off.
There you go.
And Mr. Paul Jordan writes all of the site articles
and stuff you see. Those are all Paul.
Yep.
Hardest working man on the TWR network.
Absolutely.
Much harder worker than we are.
Absolutely.
I got nothing else for that one.
And so, I think that's pretty much wraps it up.
I think that does, because we did the show once before we started, so I got nothing else.
Oh, you know what? There is one more.
Oh, hey, Adrian. Oh. If someone has a problem with something we said, what do they do?
They can go fuck themselves.
Whoa, The views of Adrian Masters do not necessarily represent those of the TWR Network or the R-Bomb.
If you have a legitimate problem with something I said, I really do feel that you can go fuck yourself. But if you want to send me an email about how I said that you can go fuck yourself, you can send it to theourbomb@gmail.com.
What was that again?
Theourbomb@gmail.com.
Unless your name is Jake Mullen, then...
then you can put words together in a sentence, so fuck yourself even more.
Oh, God. Oh, Duque is also from Australia. He pointed that out. He's like, there's more than one of us from Australia. Why don't you
but
know,
he's a cool Australian. He's not one of the Aborigines people.
I'm like, but we like him. He's cool.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, you can send us an email or drop us a line on the forums. You can find us on iTunes. Like us there. Review us there. Unless your name's Jake Mullen, then don't review us there. And, you can find us on Facebook. Just search The Hour Bound. And
hit that little like button.
Yeah, why not? We don't really post anything on there anymore, but you know, since no one likes us on there,
pretty much.
Join the group TWR group page.
Yeah, there you go.
And nobody responded for a keyword last week for their shoutouts, even though we gave a few people shoutouts only because we know they're going to listen. So today's keyword is going to be anal rape Jerry.
Anal rape Jerry.
Yeah, you don't listen to Shooting from the Hip.
Okay.
It's one of Jason Massey's coworkers.
Gotcha.
So, yes, if you want to shout out next week's show, listen to the show and send me a private message on Facebook with the keyword anal rape Jerry. Anal rape Heath. We're changing it. It's anal rape Heath.
Yes.
Yes.
No, thank you.
No, just make it jizz mopper.
Jizz mopper, yes. The keyword this week is jizz mopper. So, I think we're done, fellas.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
Stick a fork in me.
No, I don't want to stick anything in there.
Because you have a vagina.
Yes. Wait, we could stick something in him. That's right, Adrian. You know why?
Why is that, CM Punk?
CM Punk knows why.
You have a vagina! You have a vagina!
That's right. We could stick something in you. All right, Heath. You're a big loser this week, so what's your song?
Well, you know, I kind of went back and looked at even my own collection of music that I have.
Lots of bad porn music and Disney tunes.
No.
In Disney porn.
No. It's actually from a good group. It's called. It's a group called Saliva.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, kind of going Jericho on it.
Well, thank God it's not the Batista song.
Yeah.
poop it up, and flush. All right, fellas. So, I think we're done. So we, once again, I am. I think we're going to call this thing.
All right, let's
sounds
get
good.
So, once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Albert, saying adios, motherfuckers.
The big bad booty daddy!
The big Adrian Masters quits this bitch.
And the jizz mapper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
And I think we're going to try to do this again next week. Join us for... Oh, fuck!
What?
We want to make an announcement real quick.
We didn't cover the Battleground.
Yeah, there's a pay-per-view, and there's card. There's like two matches announced.
Oh, there's only two. Oh, so tomorrow night's Raw is going to blow.
Or they're going to like make like six matches.
Yeah, they're going to make like six matches tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
What now? You want to make an announcement?
Yeah, we will not be doing the pre-show for Battleground next week.
No.
Because we're not going to be back in time to do it.
No, we're not.
No.
But we will be doing our normal show. Yes, normal show will be happening at normal time. Or for a pay-per-view. So probably about 11:30 Eastern, 10:30 Central.
We'll go there. Heath pending.
I'll talk to Brian Garvin or somebody and see if they want to fill in, do a post show or a pre-show or something.
Yeah, so join us. I'm sure we'll have some. We'll send something out on the group page like that. Join that. So anyway, let's try to do this again. Illustrious host saying adios, motherfuckers. Adrian.
I quit this bitch.
And the jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath saying so long.
Okay, and we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been, and wait for it, because I got to find Heath's song. Okay, until then, you've been Our Bomb.
Toodles.
blazing hell. It doesn't matter what you think I'm supposed to be.